The new owners of the Grand Event Center. We have Lindsay Ness and Jake Mulford joining us. Thank you so much for getting up early on the day after New Year's and coming in. We really appreciate that.
Thanks
for having us.
And Lindsay, welcome back. Lindsay was a KYMN employee for a year or so or something like that, earlier this year or last year or sometime soon. Jake and I have just met, but Jake, you have a very familiar face. You have been at the reunion for quite some time now?
Yes, I've been managing reunion for almost 4 years now. Jumped on board about a month before they opened.
All right. Give us a little background on yourself. Where are you from? And tell us about your journey to ownership of the Grand.
Yeah. I grew up here in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And I moved back to town in 2015 and actually started working for Chuck at the tavern at the time. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been at Loon Liquors doing some production over there and then jumped on board at Reunion just before opening.
And Lindsay, let's move things over to you. You're another longtime Northfielder, aren't you?
I am, but only 10 years or so.
Okay.
So I moved here. I'm not a townie, technically.
Not a townie, but you have kids that are townies, so.
I do, so, so by default.
By default. Tell us about your history in food and beverage.
Well, I bartended my way through college. I served over in St. Peter at Patrick's for a lot of years, and then I said I was never going to be in the food and beverage industry again when I moved over here. But then, actually, Jake harassed me to come help bartend at Reunion, 3 years ago?
Yeah, November opening year.
COVID makes it feel like it was so much longer ago. Mm-hmm. And so I went over there and started working as a bartender and a server and then made my way into management. And we ran it over the course of the 2 years of COVID and got a lot of experience there. And then that's how I ended up kind of getting connected up with Chuck.
And Chuck has been... we were talking about this beforehand. Chuck Pryor is our former owner, I guess I could say now, of the Grand. I think he had had that since about 2000 or so, right around in
21 years. This last October.
Okay, so 21 years. But he's had other restaurants. Of course, the tavern next door for so many years. The Oli store there for a while. He had three restaurants going, and I used to refer to Chuck as the hardest working man in Northfield. I'd drive in at, you know, 5:15 in the morning, and his truck would be there. He's getting stuff ready at the tavern, then go to an event or at the Grand at night, and he would be there at, you know, 10:30 when everybody's heading out the door, just starting the cleanup. Boy, I can see why he would want to retire.
Well, he still does that just in one building now.
So we thank Chuck for that and congratulate him on a long and successful career in restaurants where a lot of places just haven't made it. But he's been able to make it work on a number of different fronts. Let's talk about 2023. Now's the day. Is today the first day that you're actually going to go into work, or did you go in yesterday?
We were there yesterday for breakfast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was the first official day that Jake and I take over all of the operations. We'll still stay under Chuck and... Mm-hmm. Until April 1st, nothing will become official, paper signed, things like that.
No, you're taking over, but you've kind of taken over before, at least a lot of the duties. You've been doing all the planning, the events and such, and Lindsay, you've been involved in that portion, the managerial portion of it, for a while now.
October of 21, I took over as front of house general manager. So I started doing all the planning, the wedding planning, event planning, banquets, class reunions, all the breakfast every Sunday, where I make sure I still serve and stay active on the floor like that. But once we started really looking at switching ownership, Chuck started to give me a lot of the power to make the decisions for what we were going to be doing with the Grand in the future. So,
and let's talk about what you're going to do with the Grand in the future. Do you have some grand plans yet?
We do.
I think... First and foremost, taking what Chuck has built and really doing the weddings, the events as well as possible, but then also looking at the opportunity to expand and grow. And there are just so many days that we can hopefully add fun things to do and successful events.
Yeah, we'd like to be open to the public more with maybe some music or whatever kind of activities you could get in. We want to expand breakfast hours eventually, but we need to find somebody who's willing to cook for us in the kitchen. And Chuck is not an easy person to replace. So before we can look at doing that, we have to find a solid person to fill that role for us.
What do you serve for breakfast now? Is Sunday brunch?
It's Sunday, and it's table service. It's not a buffet. So it's 7 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
And it's basically, if you ever went to the tavern and had breakfast there, it's an incredibly similar menu that we have at the Grand.
And if you ever went to the tavern, I love the tavern's breakfast. They had the tavern special for so many years. You know, I've been eating that for about 30 years.
There might be something similar over there called the Grand Special now, I think.
I'm going to have to check that out. That's some good food there. And you'd mentioned some of the events. Anything planned as of yet? Or is it still kind of a little bit hazy? Does it still need to become in a focus to become a viable business option for you? Do you still need to do some work on that?
I mean, it's set up for success. Chuck left us with an incredibly full 2023 calendar. The first 6 weeks of this year are booked, which is almost unheard of in January and February. So we are off and running right away. Breakfast is busy. So
good.
He handed it to us in a nice position.
It's always nice to have some cash flow coming in when you walk in the door. So let's talk about beyond that. Yeah, any changes? Like, is it still going to be the Grand, I guess? Is it going to be the Grand Event Center? Do you have a name change in mind?
No.
It will still be the Grand Event Center, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about long-term plans? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road? Anything kind of taking shape right now as far as things in the future?
I mean, so far it's focus on the building itself, the events happening in there. There is potential to build out down the road. There is some space that is currently unutilized that is seemingly a million years from being done, but there's potential for an additional bar, which could potentially be open 7 days a week to the public and be kind of an auxiliary, almost speakeasy. But that would be a large investment down the road.
Okay, and would that have its own entrance then and be kind of a separate entity?
Yes. Yep. All right. It should be a separate entrance there that we'd have to basically reopen an old door that has been since bricked up. But
you know, I've talked to people through the years about the Grand. I think probably Lindsay a few times on this too, and that there are areas of the Grand that nobody sees or knows about, like upstairs, downstairs. It's a building that's been around for 120 years, somewhere
it's
around
1898,
okay,
I believe.
Let's go with 125 years. Wow.
There's a lot of space in there. It's a big building.
All right. And as far as being open to the public right now, you have, of course, the Sunday breakfast or breakfast from starting at 7 a.m. What about the rest of the time? You have a lot of events, understandably. It's an event center, so it's not open to public. But is there anything on the schedule right now for January or February that the public can go to? Any bands or events or such?
And January 28th, we're having a local direct sales vendor show, kind of. It's like a women's Chase Away the Holiday Blues event that's being hosted in town from 11 to 7. It's all day Saturday. Kind of come shop. We've had a pop-up in November that was like a health and wellness fair that was incredibly successful and well-attended. And so when folks want to rent the space to do something like that, we're open to it and we'll be open to the public for it. The bar will be open too.
You know, the Grand, it does have the theater setting, but it also has a configuration that would lend itself to a lot of different events. And a lot of different types of events have been held there over the course of the last 30 years since it's been the Grand again.
Yeah, and some nights it's fun because we'll do something on Friday night that's like a retirement party, and then Saturday we have a band playing, and it just is so wildly different even from, 24 hours later.
All right. Anything else you'd like to tell us about the Grand? The new Grand.
The new Grand.
We're both really, really, really excited and nervous and excited. It was a huge undertaking, and it took a lot of work to do it, and the public, people that we knew from reunion, people that we knew from town, just other jobs, have been like so incredibly supportive and kind and have made us feel like we should be going into this very confidently, even when you get nervous about buying a new business.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think it is so cool that you worked your way up to it, and now you're in the position where you can do things the way you'd like to do. So it's an exciting time. We wish you only the best. It's a building that I think is cherished by Northfield and Northfielders, and I think it's in good hands now. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm.
That is Jake Mulford and Lindsay Ness, the new owners of The Grand.